do begin.
So I want to start this episode off real quick by just giving a few words. I'll keep this short. But I think it's very discouraging to see that as a species that's been around on this planet for, what, like 300,000-ish years, that we're still trying to figure out how to fucking cope with ourselves as individuals and ourselves as part of a larger collective, right? You would fucking think by now we would have some of this stuff figured out, but we don't. And we're obviously not stupid. You know, we have the capabilities of producing and creating all these fucking infrastructures and all these, you know, we're terraforming here pretty much. Yet we are unable to learn how to fucking learn from each other, how to love each other, and how to accept each other as who we are. And that's fucking sad. You know, and it's very unfortunate that people during this whole process are getting hurt. They're being killed. They're being murdered. And we refuse to talk about it. We gotta figure this shit out. How many more people have to be hurt for us to understand that we are all just fucking meat bags, bro? We're just meat bags. We're just different colored meat bags. We're different size meat bags. Why can't we understand that? We're all in the same shit together. But that was my rant. I just hope shit turns around. I'm an optimistic person, so I do hope that what we're seeing right now is just it's part of the transition. You know, nothing ever stays stagnant, and this is one of those things. And I do hope that as we continue moving forward, people start allowing conversations to happen, and then we can start seeing some change. And I do hope it's soon, man, because how many people are we willing to see get hurt, no matter what fucking color you are? Now, I'll let you dwell on those words, you know, figure out what that means to you, but let's get the show started. Today's episode is with Steven Mega Man Martinez. He is the host of the Mega Man podcast and overall a great dude. I hope you guys are able to check out his podcast. Go follow him. Go show some support. If you want to listen to more of these type of conversations, go check out the last few episodes I did with him and Chris from the Kickback podcast. And yeah, go tune in. Go check it out. Today's music is brought to you by Sotobox with their song Crypt. It just recently released, so if you go check it out now, it's kind of like you're exclusively listening to it. So go do it. Go follow them. Go show some support. And hopefully, if we keep on the same trajectory, we'll be in concerts and events at some point this year. Of course, with limited capacity and possibly having to wear masks. But wouldn't it be fucking great to be in there once again listening to live music? So check out the episode. I hope you guys enjoy. Don't forget to leave that review. And we'll see you next week.
Before we start,
all right, we'll see
if I can
get high as fuck.
I know
All right, cool. Okay, man, here we go. Hey, what is up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. And I guess today is none other than Steven Martinez, aka Mega Man from the Mega Man podcast. What's up, dude?
Yo, what's up, man? Hey, I just want to say thank you for having me on. I'm gonna do my best to make this episode good because Mega Man took an edible today. I just took it like freaking like 5 minutes, man.
We got 5 minutes in. We'll say 25, 30 minutes in. We're going to hear Mega Man high out of his mind.
Sorry. I need it. This is my day off, and you know what? I want to relax because sometimes I like to smoke out because people don't know this. I do smoke out, but I do take edibles. I only do indica because it helps me relax and it makes me sleep good at night.
Yeah, and I think that's good, man, because, you know, I still think, you know, we're in 2021. Weed is legal here in California. Mm-hmm. But there's still, like, this weird, like, oh, that guy smokes weed. Like, this stigma, right? Like, that guy smokes weed. He's a pothead. He's lazy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, nah. Like, you know, people take it for lots of different reasons. And, fuck, don't judge people.
Mm-hmm. You know, with me, sometimes when I get smoked out or take an edible, you have a good sleep. And I'm going to say this, you know, it helps my depression. It helps my anxiety. It helps me kind of like, I don't know, for some kind of reason, Eddie, but it gets me rejuvenated to like, wow, I feel like energized.
I'm smoking right now. If you can't hear, I'm like taking a really deep breath.
Hey, that
the smoking.
What were you going to say?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, at least for me, the smoking hasn't stopped. You know, there comes a point in your life where you think like, man, maybe I should kind of slow down on something. Yeah. To me, it's kind of like almost there with the weed. Just because, I mean, you know, again, for a lot of people might be surprised, like, man, this guy's talking about marijuana. Uh-huh. Like, nah, I mean, I smoke often. I smoke pretty frequently. Mm-hmm. I don't see it, like, diminish any of my social skills or my ability to do things in my daily life. So mm-hmm. I don't necessarily see it as a problem or as a crutch like other people would like to think. Mm-hmm. And I like to think that I use it as a tool of expression and, like, to put myself in a position where I can hyper focus onto something and provide more, put more creativity and passion into things, you know?
I like that you said that, because when I get smoked out, when I get really, really smoked out, people's like, man, you should do a podcast when you're high. I said, why? Because you're like the Nostradamus of Mexicans.
Hey, man, you're going to get some truth while you're in that space,
dude,
you know?
I don't know, because, you know, I always been like, I always want to do down the road, like DMT. I always want to do that shit.
Yeah.
The third eye, which is, you know, they say it's in your forehead. You know, they say that these all brings all this toxic everything out, and you see things and stuff. And sometimes people need that, you know, to kind of recheck their who they are, you know?
I've mentioned this plenty of times in other podcasts. That's the thing that we all try to run away from. We try running away from the demons that we think we have, and us running away from it isn't necessarily fixing the issue. Again, you're just putting it in a back burner, and sooner or later those things creep out, you know. And in a sense, it's kind of unfortunate that it happens while you're under these substances, but at the same time, the way I like to say it is, it shows you what you need to see, not what you want to see. And sometimes what you don't want to see is the things that you need to go through in order to kind of, you know, like you said, feel like you're rejuvenated, feel like you came out through the other side with more awareness. And, you know, like you said, drugs like DMT, those are very strong substances that can cause these fucking life-changing and reality-warping experiences, you know?
Yeah, when you did an episode with Heidi, when she did that stuff, she was going through some mixed emotions with her life, and like, well, how come I can't be in a relationship, or how come I can't be like this, or how come I wasn't a good mom and all that? I was like, fuck, dude. It's like, because she was like really wanted to do some lot of soul searching, because you feel like, oh, I know myself, I found myself. Nah, man, you got to dig a little bit more deeper.
Yeah, and see, I think at least for me, I think that is my end goal. Like, be able to have those thoughts that you would have in under these substances and have them in a sober state. And I think it is possible. I think you have to go through certain experiences and face certain emotional fucking obstacles to be able to, you know, be able to sympathize and empathize with a bunch of other groups of people and yourself. And for example, like in the example with the mushrooms, it's, you know, you take it and you start having these deep questions about your personality and about the way you go about your daily life. And I think once you're able to have those questions in a sober state, I think that just goes to show that you're on a path that's projecting upwards, you know, and that's always a good thing.
Oh, yeah. It's always a good thing. You know, like with me, I feel like I did a lot of soul searching, but sometimes in a way you might have some haunted past that might creep up on you. And you think like, you know, like the things I always do is like, with what kind of traumatized me, where it gets kind of little, I don't know if I told you this, but I'm doing less drinking now. You know, I used to drink beers every day, but I'm only drinking like once a week, only when I do a podcast. But I've been kind of doing smoking more in this, because what's triggering me, Eddie, is that, you know, dealing with pressure from the podcast and dealing with, you know, anxieties or depression where being homeless for months, it is very traumatizing, you know, and that to me was a big hit because then when, you know, everyone knows the situation, you know, but when me and my kids were homeless, you know, it really mind fucked me. And that's one of the reasons why, like, it comes back, because this is one of the things, like, man, I got to work hard. I got to save money. I got to do this. It's like, I'm doing like 50 things at once because I do not want to be in that situation ever again, Eddie. Big time.
Yeah. Damn, dude. That's using that your experience as an example. Like, it just goes to show, like, a lot of changes, a lot of deep character changes within ourselves happen only when we're faced with obstacles that we feel overwhelmed with.
Yes.
And I know that maybe that's, I'm narrowing it down and I'm kind of putting it in a box. Maybe that's not necessarily all true,
mm-hmm.
but it still stands that, you know, we have to, it's like the there's this thing called the hero's journey. I've mentioned this before too.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole hero's journey, like a lot of Greek mythology stuff was based on this individual who set out to find something new, to, you know, find a way of finding themselves. And through this whole path, they're put through obstacles with like these giant fucking challenges, these dangerous fucking deadly places that he has to explore. And what happens is it breaks your character down. You go from this person thinking that you can do it all. Mm-hmm. You go through your fucking, your battles. And at the end, you come out not cocky anymore, but grounded and more open to the idea of what this experience was about, you know, and that's where you come out as this new individual, this new hero, like this new fucking Hercules.
Yeah, you just said it right there. You know, it broke me down. It was a reality check. It broke me down. You know, I saw things that I did not want to see, but it was in front of me. Like, you got to deal with it. You got to suck it up and deal with it. Where a lot of people, when you deal with a lot of obstacles, they give up easy, too easy. And thank God I'm in that generation where that X generation where we just had to deal with it and suck it up. Like, I thank God, like, Eddie, is sometimes where we're going through a lot of situations from this COVID. I'm seeing a lot of people breaking down mentally too easy. But with me, yep. going through all the struggles in life, going through all the hardships and everything, you know, I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I'm going to get shit for this, but it's survival of the fittest. The strong are going to the last and the weak are going to die.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't want to like, I agree with you. And I don't want to sound like an asshole to somebody else,
mm-hmm.
but it's the truth. You know, it's, you know, talking from my personal experience, like I was born in near Pasadena,
mm-hmm.
but I've lived here in Southeast LA for like almost all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And you see some shit, man, you go through some shit. Like, you see people get fucking, you hear people getting shot, you know, somebody who got shot or somebody's in a gang or this and that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, fuck, man, like it kind of becomes your reality. And to you, those levels of danger, those levels of or the extremities of those dangers, it kind of like it numbs you. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're going through some shit that you see somebody else overreacting because they can't have it their way, you're immediately like, dude, what the fuck? Like you can straight out tell that there's a privilege. It's not even a racial privilege.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a privilege what am I trying to say? Not poverty, but economics, I guess, because you can see how somebody who was born and raised in a better situation
mm-hmm.
still doesn't have certain skills that a person living in lower income places have.
Gotcha.
And your perspectives are different. Like you know the value of work and getting what you want, you know, when you want it, instead of having it all kind of handed to you because you're born in a place where those opportunities are more likely to kind of, you know, come to you.
I was brought up more half and half, you know, being brought up in a low poverty city and also living in a city where my family and my mom's side was very wealthy. So I lived both sides, the hardship and the wealthiness and all that stuff. And there's things that I don't take things for granted, you know, like there was times where the hardship came where you just have to suck it up and deal with it and just whatever mm-hmm. we give you. And when you be with families who are wealthy and there's a roof over your head, you don't hear gunshots, you don't hear screaming or this or whatever. It's peaceful. But at the same time, that could be taken away from you anytime, you know. But the things that I have now, Eddie, is like, you know, it's very humbling. You know, I just I'm going to be honest. I thank God, like, I don't know if this edible's kicking in already, but I just feel like I'm just happy that I have a roof over my head. I got my own place. I got my shit together. I'm just thankful for that. I'm thankful that, you know, I'm still doing the podcast. You know, I'm so thankful that I still have a job still. I'm so thankful that, you know, meeting a lot of new friends, meeting you, for example, when you were doing the podcast with VIP Podcast and Super Audio, and you invited me on. And now that you and I, we built this friendship, we built this bond, it's like, this is like, we always have a good conversation, you and I, Eddie.
Yeah, dude. And I see, and that's one thing I learned with all this stuff for myself. Like, again, this is outside of the drugs, right? But mm-hmm. I can't deny and not say that they didn't help me come to certain realizations, because otherwise I feel like, you know, you're focused on the daily rat race. You know, you're trying to get shit done, make sure that you're crossing, you know, dotting your I's and crossing your T's or mm-hmm. whatever the saying is. Mm-hmm. But you don't take a moment to kind of just slow down and, like, you know, referring back to Heidi's conversation, is like, you didn't have those exact moments where you're questioning your character. And once you really start doing that and you start taking into consideration, like, on a daily basis when you can, mm-hmm. dude, that just opens up opportunities, you know? And like you said, like, because of this podcast stuff, because I've opened myself to continue learning and to meeting different personalities and different people and all this stuff, it's giving me the opportunity to come across some really great people, you know? For example, like you said, us. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just something that kind of was, you know, you have guests and you communicate with them as time goes on, but mm-hmm. there's always certain guests that it goes deeper than that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, and that only comes by when you're willing to open yourself to the stuff around you instead of closing yourself up to what you think is just right, you know?
Yeah, and I have to give you credit, Eddie, because when I was – because I was looking at your Instagram a while back, like last year, and I was like, why did Eddie take a break for, you know, like, and I was thinking, like, you know, like, hey, I'm going to take a hiatus, you know, take a long ass break. And I came to realize, I get it now. I know why you took a break, because you don't want to see all the negativity on social media. You want to see that. You wanted to live life. And this is what I'm doing now, where even though I have episodes, Eddie, I want to take a break just for a month or two and live life. And because we're so on our phone 24/7. We look at the news. We look at all the negativity. Everyone's clout chasing this, whatever. And I feel like when I'm so doing hardcore podcasts and everything, what I'm doing is now I'm neglecting myself. I'm neglecting my work. I'm neglecting my family. I'm neglecting my kids mm-hmm. and all that stuff. And I'm neglecting everything because we're here on Earth, and you know what? This, you never know. If you and I, we could be talking, this could be the last day on Earth, but you know what? It's like, I'm too busy doing this and I'm not living life.
Right.
That's it. Yeah. So that's what I'm going to be doing. I want to see the world. I haven't seen none of my families, and, you know, a lot of people have been reaching out for me, you know, it's like 6-7 years I haven't seen. And I want to reconcile some differences with some certain family members because I need to have that chapter closed, because it's going to take a monkey off my back.
Yeah. And everybody, you don't want that monkey, man.
I don't know. I don't want that monkey. I don't want that monkey from Family Guy. Fuck that shit. Who just points your finger and shit like that.
I'll take that monkey, man.
I want that one of my. Yeah, I was like, what did I do? Why'd you put your finger? What the fuck did I do?
He's shaming you, man.
Yeah. Hey, and also this Sunday, since I'm taking a break, I'm going to Turbo Canyon.
Oh, nice. Fucking gonna, you're gonna get possessed, though.
Like, nah.
Some crazy shit.
You know what? I heard some stories, but, you know, I want to go there in the daytime. But some people say they go at night.
Oh, like that.
Yeah, but we're going to see what happens, because there's certain trails that you can't go on because it's private property.
Yeah, some of it is closed. I mean, I know the main one is usually open. Mm-hmm. For those people who go to Turnbull Canyon, you know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a really long. It's kind of like, it's just a hill within Whittier Hills, you know. But it's scary. It has a bunch of weird stuff, and bunch of weird juju, bad juju.
Mm-hmm.
I personally would not go there in the night if I'm there by myself. Maybe if I'm with a group of people, but just expect the slowest person to get fucking possessed or something.
I don't know. I'm going to take edible. I'll be like, I just saw the devil.
Fuck, you're going to come out crazy.
Nah.
And but it's going to make a great podcast. You know, and that's kind of what, you know, right now that you mentioned the break that you're going to take, like, you're taking the moment to, again, you say, just like live life. And people are like, well, you're already living life. You know, you're doing your day-to-day shit. Mm-mm. But that's not the same thing as like living life. Like, you can go by and live and kind of get lost in the noise of the world, you know, and just by doing automated shit that you don't even think you're doing, and you're just kind of doing. It's like when you're driving and you zone out.
Yeah.
You're still driving and somehow your body still makes it and you're like, oh shit, I'm already here.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like autopilot.
Yeah, big time. So, yeah.
You know, that's for the most part what our bodies are just really doing. And like you say, if you're not taking the time to kind of really take it in, what you're really doing, without having the need to feel like you need to be doing something else all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a whole new way of really experiencing, you know. And I like doing it every few months. I really do. And again, in between, I get stories, you know, the things I do, the conversations that I come across or I hear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's something that it gives me the ability to kind of, you know, take everything else as well and then use it on the conversations here in the podcast, you know. Like,
yeah, I when you take breaks, or, you know, when, because, you know, you do your podcast how you want it to be, but sometimes when I do take a break, people are going to think, like, is that the last episode? It's like, I have some episodes, but, you know, I want to do something different where there's going to be times that I'm not going to have a guest on. And, you know, I'm going to think to myself, what am I going to talk about? You know, what's so important about Mega Man, or what's so important about Eddie, this? And just when you – this is the thing I want to do when I come back. You know, every week I would do a solo episode, Deep Talks with Mega Man. You know, to talk about what I've been doing in my life. This is what I'm doing. You know, maybe do some 40 minutes here. And I'm not going to talk, vent for 2 hours. No, just – I don't want to do that no more. I think when you do a lot of podcasts, you know how you want your format to be. And I don't want to be – just talking all gibberish. I want to talk just for like 40 minutes, just try to keep it like, yo, just I'm still here still, I'm still relevant still, but I want to see life. I want to travel. I want to do like a YouTube or behind the scenes of Mega Man's podcast, or my life where I'm doing all these little videos and, you know, traveling to Modesto, visiting some families, you know, and put it together as into one video, like, hey, vacation, you know, this stuff, or behind the scenes, like, hey, if I have you on the podcast, Eddie, this is what we're doing. We're hanging out, just whatever. I want to do some stuff like that when I come back.
No, that's perfect. And you see, that's you're giving yourself the space to kind of breathe in and take in new ideas, you know, just kind of play around with them. And I think that's, to me, that's one of the most fun parts, because it feels like I'm using this example as a podcasting, because that's what I'm focusing on right now.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I'm focusing on other parts of things, like, that's the whole idea. Like, I'm focused and it starts feeling a little overwhelming or a little like too much of the same. And then you're like, okay, let me just step back. And then you start thinking of ideas when you have the space, when you're not worried about or focusing on it so much. You start thinking about ideas of how you can tweak something. Like, hey, let me experiment with this. And like, dude, that's what you want to keep doing. It's the fucking growth. And I think that's what's really cool about what you're deciding to do.
Yeah.
When you come back, you're going to have more conversations, and you're going to have a lighter, clearer head in terms of what you want to do.
Oh, yeah. And also, it's the maturing stage now, because, when people start doing podcasts, you know, you're trying to see what your podcast is about. I think in a way, for me doing the podcast in 2018, it was the right time at the right moment and stuff like that. If I was to start to do a podcast now, my podcast will be lost in the shuffles.
Dude, hell yeah. You know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, because now everyone who lost jobs or they're venting, everyone's starting podcasts. But let's keep it real. Have you got people who's like, hey, I want to start a podcast. What should I do and everything? Because when this COVID is done and people go back to normal, I bet you half of those podcasters are going to quit and go back to normal.
To go back to regular life, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Well, I definitely agree with everything you just said. Because first and foremost, me, I started doing podcasting back in 2013. Mm-hmm. And then at that time, I was 23. Like Joe Rogan was like about to hit his like maybe, I don't know, 500 episode or something.
Yes.
So it was like still in the young days of podcasting in a way, right? So like me and my friends jumped on it in 2013. And around here, there was no podcast. It was us and maybe another one. Fast forward 4 years, 2017, 16, 18, 2020. Mm-hmm. Dude, so many podcasts. Like everybody and their mama has a podcast.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad thing, you know, but like you can only hear so many. I'm not clowning anybody's podcast here. But you can only hear so many times like, oh, I hang out with my friends and we're in a garage and we decided to start recording. Mm-hmm. Like you can only hear that so many times until you start thinking, okay, everybody can do that. And it's true. Not everybody does it. Not everybody wants to do it. But what are you bringing to the table? Mm. Like if you and then the 50 other podcasts around you are starting with the same concept that it's just a bunch of homies hanging out, it's not a bad thing because that's how I started. Mm-hmm. But what are you bringing to the table to stand out?
Exactly. Like, you have to be.
What are you gonna like?
You got to be original. You got to be like, you caught my eye. You know what? I'm sold. Like that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And honestly, sometimes all it takes is just a few seconds. Because I know for a fact, sometimes somebody listens to my podcast and then the fucking first 20 seconds are already turned off by it. Mm. And without listening to the whole conversation, which is, hey, it happens. You know, sometimes I'll start somebody's episode and I'll be like, okay, I'll pause it. And then I kind of never go back to it till like a week later.
You know what? I like how you just said right there, because it just brought back something. Shout outs to Beto Durant from the podcast Living a Dream. I talked to him a while back. I don't listen to that much of his podcast because I'm so busy doing work and everything. But from time to time, I hear it. I remember I told him, Beto, you have any pointers of me doing a podcast? What should I do? You know, he said, you want me to be honest with you? Because Beto Durant's very blunt. And he's like, mm-hmm. You know what? You got to hit him hard the first 10 minutes. Is why? Because you got to be funny. You got to keep like, oh, this is a good first 10 minutes. You know what? I'm going to keep on mm-hmm. listening to it. So that's what I always wanted to do. Hit them hard. When people listen to your podcast, hit them hard with some good conversation, funny shit, whatever, for the first 10 minutes. If they're still listening after 10 minutes, it's already 20, 30, you're sold. Mm-hmm. You know?
You're sold, yeah. Yeah, that's funny because that is basically, if you want to say the math of mm-hmm. it. Because, again, the first 20 seconds, they don't captivate you, boom, you're fucking done. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. you're not gonna, even if the conversation is fucking grade A, mm-hmm. if you don't pass those 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and you don't know those are grade A conversations, mm-hmm. you're gonna just ditch it, you know.
And also, when I have a guest on or whatever, you want to get to know them, but at the same time, you want to be original, but you want to talk about present stuff. There's like what's going on in the world today. That's why, because a lot of people are like, hey, Mega Man, when you have a guest on, we kind of notice that. Your episode that you interviewed was like 3 or 4 months ago. It's like, oh shit, they caught me, you know, because when you do so much episodes, it's like I'm talking about stuff like months and months ago, but they're not talking about like what's the present now.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, that's where I've been working on trying to have some episodes backlog. Like right now I have 2 and then yours is going to be 3. So it gives me time to in between just kind of not do really anything. I can just do whatever I want, mm-hmm. you know. And every now and then I'll sit down and just edit the episode.
Did you watch that documentary on Netflix, The Cecil Hotel?
No, but I've read about it before. Dude. Like before the documentary.
Dude, it's fucking scary.
The girl in the elevator,
it's fucking
right?
Scary, but it's fucking scary, man.
Dude, I've had the chance. I knew what happened there, and then one time I walked inside to the hotel, like the lobby, mm-hmm. and the lobby looks really creepy, dude. It looks kind of like some 80s Ghostbusters fucking scene.
Yeah,
where you're just gonna fucking see that the ectoplasm ghost just come out and fucking start chasing you.
It's a lot of stuff from that video, and it's you don't know if the police is corrupted. You don't know if someone's covering up. You don't know if she was possessed. You don't know. There's a lot of things, and it makes you think and wonder. A lot of conspiracy stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. It just makes you think and wonder. It's like, And this is where with her, with mental awareness, it comes, you know. And, you know, people, I think in a way she was possessed. But the only thing I don't know is what made you decide to go up into the attic and jump and go to the water tower and climb in there and whatever and close the lid? Or, you know, yeah. It just doesn't make sense. And why were you naked? Was maybe because of the, maybe the clothes were heavy and you took off your clothes and you drowned and you couldn't reach? Or there's a lot of weird stuff, you know, that goes on. But there's been a lot of murders, a lot of deaths, serial killers, rapists. You know, Richard Ramirez was there. A lot of people committed suicide. I mean, it makes you think and wonder.
Yeah, man. Hey, I believe there's some fucking paranormal shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I've had my share of experiences. You know, to me, they were valid. They didn't scare the fuck out of me, but they did make me question what the hell I was seeing. Like, what? Like, you know?
Yeah, man.
But I don't know, man. I've been waiting to see that documentary. I know it's out already. Mm-hmm. I am gonna check it out. But when I first heard it, that story tripped me out. That was really weird.
I took an edible and I watched it and I was like, "Fuck this shit! I'm gonna sleep with my lights on, homie."
Dude.
Yeah, because I know you get creeped out. But it's, you know, it's crazy. And also watching that, I'm looking at certain things on social media. I'm like, okay, I want to talk about this, dude, because how the fuck Trump got acquitted again? Fucking double champ.
Oh, dude. The sad part is I kind of expected it. I was hoping they would, but, like, dude, that guy's the thing is, if he's planning on running in 2024, first of all, he's going to be fucking almost 80.
Yeah.
So if he's gonna decide to run, or the idea of his party is gonna continue existing, that whole Trumpism shit. Mm-hmm. But I kind of had an idea that they were not gonna be able to fucking charge him, you know, like it was just not gonna look good for them, and they weren't gonna do it. They weren't gonna let the fucking Democrats have it either.
Yeah, and I heard like people were, a lot of Republicans didn't vote for him to be impeached because, you know, they feel like, well, fuck, if I don't do this, I might lose my seat. So that's why,
yeah,
a lot of people didn't impeach him.
And that's what it really is about, dude. It's about just keeping your place, you know, like, oh, fuck, I have the ends with this guy. Like, I'm not gonna fuck this up if I can stay here for two more years, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck it. I'll kiss his ass. And then eventually when he kind of fades out, I'll switch my stance. And unfortunately, that's what politics is. You know, it's, you're just sugarcoating shit until somebody votes for you. And then you find a reason why you can't do what you say you can.
Hey, I think a lot of people are not talking about this, but I noticed that with China, I don't know if we can look this up, but I noticed that China's buying a lot of property over the world. You know, I heard China has been buying off a lot of land in Mexico.
I heard that too. Yeah, I heard they're buying what's it called? Lands to make like factories and outsource shit over there, and they're getting like some crazy deals because the fucking Mexican government.
I didn't even know there was Chinese military bases in Mexico.
Never seen here.
If you look it up, it's there. They don't talk about it, but it's almost like, you know, they're buying off Australia. They're buying a lot of African countries too, lands. You know, they're looking to develop more stuff. So, and also in the Southeast Asia and the China Seas and all that stuff, you know, they're buying a lot of islands and stuff like that, where it feels like what they're trying to do is they're buying everything off. And I feel like there's going to be an invasion of Taiwan.
Well, I mean, I can see why they would be doing it. Because, like, for example, like fucking the U.S., they have military bases basically all over the world. Mm-hmm. And if you really look at it from a tactical point of view, is that a lot of the fucking places have like a land between them and the United States to use like as a defense. Mm-hmm. So they already have guns pointed all around just in case something happens, boom, attack. Mm-hmm. So now I can see China getting away with that because, you know, they don't have, the U.S. doesn't like sharing its fucking power all the time with fucking other countries. Mm-mm. And then China's like, hey, we'll give you money to those other countries. And they're like, all right, cool, build a base. And now we're getting fucked because the U.S. can't really do much because that's technically kind of legal.
Yeah, that is, you know, just going to see, you know, how Biden is going to be when he takes office now. I think he did a speech today. I didn't watch it, but I'll watch it on ABC News. I just want to see what he's talking about. It's just that a lot of people are now regretting, like, hey, why did I, you know, why did, like, people are voting like, oh, Biden is going to do something good and try to get over this COVID. But I'm going to be honest, you know, like, it's going to take years for the country to get back to normal.
I mean, for sure, it's not going to happen anytime soon. I know, hopefully they get something under control. Mm-hmm. From what I've been hearing, from people I've come across, it sounds like a lot more people are becoming open to the whole vaccine thing. Mm-hmm. Even the people who were like, nah, I wasn't going to take it. And I was like, oh, you ended up taking it? And they're like, yeah, I took it.
What do you think? Like, okay. Yeah, what do you think about that? Are you still going to take the vaccine or not? Because now it's getting to the point now. Oh, yeah, we got to take it in this, whatever. But, man, dude, there's been a lot of side effects. And I'm like, dude, I'm not going to take it. Fuck that. I don't know what's in that shit.
Well, I mean, that's where the whole, like, the people I've come across with, you know, like, I the fucking 10 people that I've seen or 10 people that have told me, like, 10 different people that have told me they've taken it. Out of all of them, all of, you know, in a percentage scenario, like, all of them have told me that they haven't had, what's it called? They haven't had bad symptoms.
Yeah.
Like, it's just been like, oh, like my body felt sore or something, and I had a mm-hmm. fucking cough or something for a day, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That was most of those cases. Now, those 10 people can't speak for the whole population in California mm-hmm. or even in the county.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, from my understanding is that just looks like there's the cases of the bad effects are not as big right now,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not a fucking scientist. I'm just going based off the people I come across.
Mm-hmm.
For all I know, you know, people are still getting the side effects, and I completely understand because everybody's different. Mm-hmm. So everybody's body is going to react differently, but I'm still not fully convinced for myself. I'll probably wait maybe another couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cause right now everything's obviously moving in stages. So
yeah,
even by that little standards, I'm expecting that to be a few months off.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that gives it a tend to kind of make me understand really what's going on. And then I'll think about it.
Yeah.
I'm not for it. I'm not against it. I'm going to wait and see.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it, too. Just we get memos at work every day. And, you know, they say, oh, yeah, you should get it. But if it gets to the point they say, you know, no one's taking it, we got to take it. It's like, okay, hey, you know what? We're going to give you stimulus if you take this Pfizer vaccine. It's like, okay, I'll take it. I need $1,300.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I think it is kind of shady.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the whole thing. So it's like you don't want to be – you don't want to just do something just because they're telling you it's a good thing for you. Because, come on, who decides at the end what is good for you? It's the people in power.
Yeah.
So the people in power are going to tell you it's good. And then even if you have news that's telling you that it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, it's just – like, I had an episode on, like, the last – my first – and I don't know, maybe last solo episode. I kind of just went on some tangent, too. It's like you got to be able to find a way of weeding out what is – it's the real conspiracy and what is this bullshit being thrown at you to kind of muddy up that conspiracy and, you know, not make it – believable. And then at the end of the day, you just have information everywhere and nobody knows what is what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so like mm-hmm. you know, it's just about fucking finding your way through it and finding that those sources and just being like, okay, I'm gonna trust this once I make a thorough search of what it is that I'm trying to fucking find out.
Yeah, and we're gonna see what happens, you know. And you know, once all this COVID's done, we're gonna look back being like, man, you know, I just found out 2 days ago another person of one of my high school friends, you know, committed suicide. So that puts the number up to 14 people that I know that either died of COVID. Now, I'm just going to say it wasn't like, you know, people like, oh, it's COVID related. No, these are people who actually had COVID, committed suicide, or they overdosed. One of those three.
Yeah.
It's always, and to me, it's like, I don't want to get emotional about it because it does hurt me, but I just, because I kind of regret because they're on one of them. Not, I'm going to keep it very personal, very anonymous. And it was a family member. And I think the family member were reaching out to me. He was reaching out for me for help. And I ignored it. And 3 days later, he committed suicide. So it hurts me that I should have done something about that. And then now that's going to live with me forever.
Yeah, man. Sorry to hear that.
I know.
You know, the unfortunate part is that there's, you know, not to take away from your situation.
Yes.
But because of the whole COVID stuff, like a shitload of tons of people have fallen into the same thing. Like, you know, there was just a report a few days ago saying like substance abuse, you know, alcohol,
yes,
drugs, fucking porno, like depression, like all this stuff that has just fucking skyrocketed over the last year.
I got bored of porno. I was like, whatever. I was bored with it. I mean, too much jack off. Like, too many jack offs. Too many. I can't.
You're getting a rash. Like, oh fuck.
Fuck. Nah, I'm peeling my skin off my dick. nah. But you know what? I seen Eddie a lot of people drinking a lot. Like I got some videos of, I'm not gonna mention who, but some well-known people were way too drunk, and it's like, it's sometimes I look at them like, dude, what are you doing that for? Are you trying to chase the clout? Are you trying to get more likes, or are you trying to say, hey, I chugged all these beers. What do you want? You know, is this some people go above and beyond, or some people are just drinking because maybe there's stuff that they just can't move on from the past.
Well, that's what I was thinking about after I heard that. I started thinking about that, like, for a second. For me, like, I remember when the pandemic first started, it was easy for me to go every weekend and be like, oh, it's fucking COVID. Like, I'm just home. Fuck it. Let's have some beers.
Yeah.
You know, like, my sense of responsibility in a way, because nobody really knew what was going on, had lifted, because I didn't have to. Like, work got slower, it got shorter, like, traffic. So the life, in a sense, kind of calmed down, and it felt really easy at the beginning. So it was easy to kind of give in to your habits and to, like, oh, fuck it, I'm going to have a beer. Oh, it's Tuesday? Oh, short day at work? Fuck it, I'm going to have a beer. Mm-hmm. And sure, it's fun in the beginning, but at some point, you got to start thinking, like, holy shit. Maybe I gotta start cutting it down like a little bit. Like you mentioned, like you're working at trying to drink less, and dude, that's props, man. Because
it's hard.
You know, every now and then, you know, I consider myself like a social drinker. Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm in social settings, I'll have a couple of beers. I can proudly say that I've never fucking blacked out in my life. I just been really shit faced drunk a few times, and I regretted it. Mm-hmm. But you know, since then I've worked at just having a few beers enough to kind of feel fucking really good and just have a good time, you know?
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, because I get craft beers all the time. And when now that my sponsor, I don't have no sponsors no more, I have all these beers. And I say, you know what? I'm giving beers. Like, you like craft beers? Here's a 4-pack. I know I got you and your lady a 4-pack, so don't forget, because I don't want to get harassed by your lady. Like, oh, because
hey, where my beer?
Your lady was like, I don't believe you got all this. And I said, oh, okay, you want to be like that? So I did a video and I tagged her. It's like, and I was like, these are the beers. It's like, okay, Mega Man, I believe you now.
yeah, she told me. I was like, look what I sent. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, I got stuff, but that's to me where it's like I want to drink one beer a week because I want to lose the weight. It's like I want to bring Mega Man wants to bring sexy back. Okay, that's it. Okay, ladies, you want to hear that? I want to bring sexy back. I want to see my dick for once. Okay.
Mega Man. Okay, I believe you're gonna accomplish your goals, man. And you know, I set myself up for some stuff like that too, so I hope that I can be consistent with it, you know. And you know, talking about this, like, this funny part, like, is like, this is the first time I mentioned it. It's a big thing for me because I've never done it. Mm-hmm. But I've been trying to grow my beard out.
Oh shit.
And see, you know, to see, because it's always been patchy and shit. So it's funny because I had this podcast coming up with a CEO. His name is Victor from his app's called the Coach app.
Uh-huh.
And it's like about men's health, men's lifestyle. And it kind of helps you get information about what kind of diets for the type of body that you have, you can work on and all this stuff. Uh-huh. So I found it interesting enough to hit him up and be like, hey man, let me talk to you about your app and discuss what the idea was and stuff. So point is, we were talking about like, sometimes it's hard for fucking for dudes to kind of you know, go like kind of want to better themselves and their lifestyle, whatever it might be. Like if somebody's afraid of hair loss or fucking you know, they can't get a fucking hard on or whatever it is, you know, like all these men issues that we're gonna have eventually as we get older.
Yes.
Like a lot of men don't want to talk about it. So I highly suggest to check out that episode when it comes out.
Fuck yeah.
But the whole idea was like, you know, not, I wanted to apply to myself. Like, I don't want to be ashamed of that. I can't grow a beard. Right. So I went to Walmart, and I'm going to put Walmart on blast so they can fire this guy. I went to Walmart, and then I was like, you know what? I'm looking through the men's products and shit. And I found these, I'm not ashamed to say it, I found these pills that say, like, oh, they help you grow your beard. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to fucking do it. I fucking bought the bottle. Uh-huh. That shit was like $25. And I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to take care of this. So I went to the register, and I'm doing the self-serve shit. And I'm trying to scan this fucking bottle, and it doesn't have a barcode. And I tell one of the employees, I was like, hey, man, like, I'm trying to scan this, but it doesn't have anything. And he's like, oh, I think this is part of this pack, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, I saw the bottle by itself. I'm not entirely sure, but like, I'd like to take it. So he's like, all right, don't worry. I'll go grab the other product. Uh-huh. So he walked over. He eventually came back, and he gives me the box with the barcode. And I scan it, and he gives this other bottle to the returns guy, like the people who return everything back to their aisle. Mm-hmm. And the guy, not knowing that I was standing right next to him, which the pills were for me, he's like, hey, man, this guy should probably just get testosterone shots. And I was like,
fuck.
I was like, nah, fuck. I was like, fuck this guy, you know? And I was like, man, whatever, bro. Not everybody can grow a fucking beard.
I know. The point is. I know. Dude, man, if I give you some of my genes, you can grow a beard out quick, because I started growing a mustache and a beard when I was like 14. But you know what? At the time, in the beginning, it was like the toothy stage. Like, it looks all patchy. Looks like ugly. But when you grow it out, it's like, damn, dude, because – I'm sorry, man. Beards are fucking in. You get panties dropping, pussies get wet, you know?
Yeah, I only have one to worry about, so that's perfect for me.
Yeah, just like, but you got to get that beard, man. You got to get it, Eddie.
Yeah, I'm hoping. We'll see what happens. I haven't shown my face on Instagram for that reason, just without the mask. Oh. I mean, with the mask, you know?
Are you still growing it still?
Yeah, I'm thinking of cutting it on my 31st birthday, which is in April. Mm-hmm. So
trim it. I'll see. Yeah, just trim it. Just shave under, like, you know, keep it clean and stuff. And, you know, as long as you maintain her, you see what's up. You never know.
Fucking start looking like Mega Man.
Hey, the only one who can tell if it's good or not is your lady. If your lady says, hey, keep it, that means you're okay. You're good. Okay, I'm going to keep on growing it.
True. All right.
Yeah. All right,
I'm going to make sure she tells me the truth.
Yeah, yeah. She says, like, you know what? I like it the other way. Like, fuck. Hey, I was gonna
fuck, and I'll return the pill.
I know, dude, I get scared with some of those because you don't know what kind of side effects you get.
Yeah, I mean, lucky for me, like, at least from my initial research, like, it says it has a bunch of vitamins, and I looked it up, so it didn't look too bad. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping that it doesn't, like, you know, have a weird side effect. But
yeah, you know, we'll see what's up and everything. So yeah,
I'll take a fucking, never mind. I don't want to jinx myself.
Nah, hey, don't forget, hey, down, hey, later this year, hey, we're gonna go skydiving, homie.
All right, cool. I'm fucking down
for that, dude. It's gonna be fucking Point Break, man. It's like, hey, where's your parachute? Fucking live free, mother. I want to be like Point Break, dude, like that.
Point Break. Do a fucking quick IG live stream from the plane before we jump off.
Fuck yeah, dude. That'd be fucking sick, dude.
That'd be fucking pretty cool.
Yeah, man. Hey, I know you do, because you like, when you take a break, you like to travel a lot, huh?
I like to go to places, like, even if it's not far, you know, like, I just like taking advantage of what's kind of close to me. Like, close to me will be like 2 hours first, you know, and then I like going further out, but minimum 2 hours out. Mm-hmm. So, like, that way I know either I'm going to either Joshua Tree, Santa Barbara, San Diego, or fucking, like, just, like, up north. Mm-hmm. Like, 2 hours is at least the minimum that I'll drive out to. That way I can feel like I'm away from the city. Mm-hmm. And then if I can go even further, dude, hell yeah, I'll take – usually I drive out. I don't usually fly. Mm-hmm.
Damn, because I want to start doing like traveling, like when I take a break, you know, and you know, I want to go to the Bay Area, you know, see some family, take the train, you know, I just really want to like live life, because I always been a Cali guy, but I never really went out of the state. The only thing I went out of the state is when going to the Far East, when going to Japan or Hawaii and in Arizona, Nevada, that's it, or Mexico. But I want to go to like New York. I want to go to Oregon or Washington or Canada or Maine or you know, or New York or this, because I don't want to die, because that's the thing I don't want to worry, be like, man, I didn't do this and do that and I regret it. So I want to do more traveling, you know?
Dude, no, that to me is the best part of what I like, you know, just in my life. I like just going to places and seeing new shit all the time.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know? Yeah, that's the thing, because I want to plan a trip. I don't know why, but something in my heart it's telling me to go. I want to go to – there's two places. I don't know what, but I keep on dreaming, because I always – sometimes – I believe there is reincarnation somewhere, and I feel like I'm always in South Africa, and I'm always in Argentina at the Falkland Islands for some kind of reason. I don't know why, but I have dreams about that.
Yeah. You've obviously never gone to any of them.
I haven't, but I like the country, South Africa. You know, I like rugby. A lot of people don't know. I love rugby, and also with Argentina, you know, I like it because of the food and everything. But I'm a history person. I know the history that went on with that Falkland Island because of the war with Argentina and the British, because of the oil. That island had oil, so they fought wars with all that. But I feel something. I feel like I was there in another life.
Damn, dude. It can happen. You know, it's funny that you bring that up, just because I have like this really random quick story of one of my teachers that I became kind of like really good friends with. And he had this, he told me about this time that he took LSD, and to make the story short, he ended up taking this LSD and he ended up fucking tripping out so bad that he fucking warped back and he was like in fucking Greek times, and he was this fucking soldier, and he saw his homie dead like in the vision. And that when his homie in the dream had like this energy of his best friend in real life. And like, he came back out, he was tripping out. But the whole idea was that, you know, sometimes, you know, I do believe that there is like reincarnation, or there are these attachments that we have to certain locations, right? Like there's this calling to certain places, because there is, I think, potentially some sort of connection to that, you know, like maybe it could have been a past trauma or a past experience, or you just connected to that piece of land somehow, you know? And
yeah,
I don't know, man. I think you should fucking find a way to chase that.
Yeah. And that's the thing I want to do. And I know going to South Africa, you know, for the COVID, it's going to be a hard thing to go, because protocols, because you can go there to the country, but for you to get out of that country, you might have to be quarantined for a month. I'm about to stay there.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or with Argentina, it's a different story, you know, but the Falkland Islands, I just wanted to go. It's just the history. I feel like I want to be where history was, because sometimes when I do take edibles and I do smoke, and when you get into these deep dreams, these deep thoughts, sometimes it could be from a past, but also you might be thinking about something, what's going to happen to you down the road in the future.
Yeah.
Deep, man. Fucking the fuck. We got to get smoked out, homie. Fuck, this edible's kicking, man. Right, this edible's kicking, homie.
I'm fucking high right now. And you know, it's funny, I started microdosing.
Okay.
Mushrooms.
Ooh.
Which I've done before in the past. But yeah, man, it's been interesting. Like I it's just enough for you to kind of just feel like this small, like just a small tweak in your day, you know, like it's like if you're watching them, you know, like you're on your computer, you have the brightness up to like 50%.
Yes.
But then you put it up to like 60. And the color, I mean, it gets brighter, so everything kind of just pops up a little bit more. Well, that's how it feels with the microdose. It's like, it's not enough to get you all like tripped the fuck out. It's enough for it to kind of like just open, like, you know, turn the brightness up just a little bit. And like, you start having like a very mellowed out, state of mind, and it's very fascinating.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's the thing. You know, I just think about that stuff like that, and am I doing microdosing? You know, like just been doing a lot of soul searching. You know, you might come up with a lot of things of some ideas when you're high as fuck, and to me, it just you're learning something. It's just sometimes I remember I'm not gonna put this episode out. I was high as fuck, but. At the time I was with someone and she heard the episodes like, dude, man, you're fucking deep, man. It's like, is that a good thing or a bad thing? It's like, dude, I think you do podcasts better when you're high. It's like, what the fuck? You never know what you're going to get. Cause right now I'm already I'm really faded right now, but you know what? I'm still keeping this conversation going, but I'm like, when you get into these deep thoughts, it's like, you get some really into some fucking deep thoughts, like deep talks and shit.
Yeah, I mean, and it's cool. I like having them.
We got to do one. We got to do an episode when you and I were both fucking high.
Yeah, well, hoping that soon we can do it. We could do it in like a room or something with top box.
Oh, dude, I'm fucking down and shit. I'll order pizza. I got the beers. We'll get all that shit, man. We'll make it happen and shit. Just in case, because I don't know. Because sometimes in a way, because I get faded really. I take some deep hits, but when I get faded, I'm going night night.
Yeah, dude. If I sit down for too long, I'm dead for the day. At least for a few hours, I have to take a nap, power up, and come
it's
back.
It's all good. You know? Hey, it's whatever you got to do, man.
Yeah, man. And talking about like, since we're almost at the time, we're almost here at the hour. First and foremost, I'm gonna actually be working on a space already. I mentioned this to you a few months ago about a podcast / recording studio. So just for the people listening, if you guys are looking for a spot, I'm currently working on a place with some friends, and we hope to have that place running up hopefully in the next like month, maybe 2 months. So if anybody's looking for a space to kind of like, you know, stream YouTube out of, fucking record or shoot product photography, like headshots, record podcast, you know, it's going to be a compact space, but we're going to make it work. And fuck, you know, hopefully the next time we record, we're in that spot.
Dude, I can't wait. You know, I'm just proud of you, man. You're fucking doing it, man. You're almost at 100. I'm still waiting for that 100 episode.
Oh, fuck. That's my end goal.
You're gonna what episode are you at now?
I'm at 59 or something.
Oh, 60? Man, you'll get there, man. You said just take your time, man. Just take your time.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of thing doing. Like, I don't like. There's people have been hitting me up to record, and it's not that I don't want to have them on the show. It's just I also like kind of planning my episodes out. You know, and I just like you mentioned, like sometimes you have so many episodes that you're putting up episodes that are like 2 months old and people start noticing, and it's like, oh fuck, either I'm gonna put quality episodes out or I'm just gonna like hold shit out, and at the end of the day, it's just I'm not gonna be really happy.
Well, I just want to say, Eddie, thank you for having me on. I really, really appreciate it, man. Follow my Instagram page at the Mega Mass Podcast page. Find me on Anchor, Spotify, Google, Podcast, Apple, the whole nine yards and everything. Like I said, once again, shout outs to everyone. Everyone, follow my boy Eddie, follow my podcast, and you know what? And this is not the end. We're gonna do some more episodes, Eddie.
Yeah, man. Thank you again. This is the third time third or fourth time you're on my show. Always a great time. And dude, I hope everybody who checks out this conversation follows your page if they haven't done so, because I'm sure they've already heard of the Mega Man podcast.
All right. Well, Eddie, thank you so much, man. I'm getting a little faded in the end, so I'm gonna go night night, homie.
Stay safe. Happy travel.
Later, guys. Later, everyone.